Hello, children. How are you? I'm Professor Water.
Hello.
We are here for an important task today. Do you all know what that is?
We do. We're all here to do the school water audit.
Good, kids. So are you all aware of the purpose of the school water audit?
The water audit checks the school's water consumption.
We conduct the school water audit to investigate whether we can reduce water consumption in our school.
Both of you are absolutely right. The purpose of this activity is to let you discover how water is being used in your school and investigate whether there is room to reduce the water consumption here. Plus, you can develop better water-saving practices. I hope everyone will take home what you've learned today and share it with your families and friends so that everyone can reduce water consumption.
School water audit is such a meaningful activity. We should get started now.
Okay then, let's form some teams. Firstly, let's get your teachers to help organize you into teams. Please form teams of 4 or 5.
Great! No problem! We are the red team! And we are the green team!
And we are the
B-O-U-E! Blue team!
We are yellow!
Now that you're in teams, I'll assign your duties and distribute the equipment. In each team, someone will be responsible for time recording, tape measurement, volume measurement, and record keeping. And you'll need a team leader to lead the team and control your time. After collecting the data, your team leader is required to organize and check the data. After collecting your equipment, please make sure that there are no missing items. Your folders contain the route for your team and a set of worksheets to record all your results. Please remember to bring your own pens and pencils, okay? If something is missing or broken, please come and replace it now. So if you have no questions, I'll start briefing you on the way to perform the water audit. Before I brief you, can anyone guess how we'll do the audit?
When conducting the audit, we will inspect the different places where water is used in our school. For example, the swimming pool, washroom, etc.
While conducting the audit today, we will follow the route inside this folder here, which you gave us, and we'll go to different places to record the information.
Correct! Later on, you'll all be given 45 minutes. Each team will have a different route. Each team will follow its designated route and go to the above areas. When you arrive at your area, please write down the required data on your worksheet. You'll have to collect data such as the flow rate and the quantity of each water-using device. You also have to inspect whether these devices are leaking or damaged, and then record down all the information. In order to conserve water, when you're measuring how much water is discharged by the device, you only have to measure the volume of water discharged for 5 seconds. However, when you're measuring high flow rate water taps, such as those used for irrigation or cleaning, you only have to measure the volume of water discharged for 3 seconds. And then be sure to write down the data you've collected in your worksheet. Do you have any questions at this moment?
No, we understand.
Please remember that it's very important that each team follows their assigned route correctly. Do not alter your route. Otherwise, there will be congestion at certain areas and chaos. And please do not waste the water discharged. You can pour it into the water buckets in the washroom. The janitors can use it to mop the floor, or you can use it to water the plants. All right, let me remind you all to come straight back here when you've finished. This is because each team will have to calculate, summarize, and discuss their results afterwards. You'll also need to complete a simple report. Let's go! Time for the audit!
Okay, let's get